This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
GDP is great. Unemployment is at an all-time low. African Americans are doing well. Hispanics are doing well. Wages are rising at the fastest pace in 10 years. Blah, blah, blah.
I had to play that again. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. Lots to talk about. I got to tell you, it was a lot of buzz over this article, Autopsy of a Dead Conspiracy. What was it? Was it a dead conspiracy? Was it an autopsy of a dead coup? Dead coup. Victor David Hansen, going to talk a lot about that this hour. But here's what I want to talk about before we even get into that. Because what we've had, folks, is a coup. This 2019 is going to unearth all kinds of things. I want you to think about excavating, you know, some piece of ground you own and you find all these bones. And some of the bones are from a woolly mammoth or some new dinosaur or whatever. And some of the bones are human. And archaeologists and people like that are just like, what is all of this? It's a treasure trove. 2019 is your treasure trove. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The Democrats have done all kinds of things. You're seeing more craziness than you've ever seen. I want you to think about the level of crazy that you've seen the beginning of this year. We are not even 2 full months into the year, and we've had blackface scandals. We've had sexual abuse scandals. We've had more uncovering of the lies around Russian collusion. We've had fake news scandals and on and on. And we're just getting started. We've had killing babies in the womb. We've had craziness of walls don't work. We have Democrats who would prefer that when you're getting a gun, they say you can't do a background check on an illegal because you may find out that they're illegal and their rights are violated. Meanwhile, you, if you fail your background check, no big deal. You just get arrested, or I don't know what happens when you fail it. You don't get a gun. And illegal, they don't even want them to have it. I want you to think of the level of stupidity that we have sunk to when that's what the Democrat stance is after going after your guns. They go, oh, we're going to go after the citizens' guns, but we will not go after the guns of illegals. These are the people that want not only to bring illegals in, don't build that wall, no money, no funding to do that. And then they set up sanctuary states, cities, schools, you name it, sanctuary areas for them. They give them all the rights of citizenship. And then on top of that, wanting to take away your right to own a firearm, making you have to go through all kinds of hoops when you say, well, hey, what about these illegals? No, don't touch them. It's better to be an illegal in this country. If you're from a Democrat point of view, you have more rights than you do as a citizen. That's just crazy time. Democrats are in big trouble. Every time they're you find out more about them, the less you like them. People are leaving them in droves. I don't forget this guy's name, Brandon. Somebody that wanted to do the you know, Democrats leave, what they call it, you know, walk away. You don't need him. You got Jussie Smollett. You got all these other things that remind you to go, wait a minute, this is crazy. This is not a little dose of crazy. This is a big dose of crazy. Russian collusion. 2,202 minutes on Russian collusion. 0 minutes on the Senate report that showed there was no Russian collusion. I want you to let those numbers sink in. 2,202 minutes of coverage by the network media on what was supposed to be Russian collusion, and they did not report anything when Donald Trump was essentially free. You know, it was exonerated. Not that he needed to be exonerated because he hadn't done anything. 2,202 minutes, I'm doing this, divided by 60, 36.7 hours. It's been 2 days, this is a report, since NBC's exclusive reporting that the Senate Intelligence Committee had found no material evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. None of the three major networks as of that time, ABC, CBS, and NBC, had given it even a single second of coverage in their evening newscast. Considering these networks have been given the Russian probe a massive 2,202 minutes of airtime, their silence is deafening. This is why when I talk to you guys about these other things that must be done in this movement, you can dismiss it. You can say, Kevin's just another one of those guys doing whatever. Think of it as you want. I'm telling you right now, my team is revolutionizing the way you're going to get your news here in a bit. We're revolutionizing your choices in everything you choose to do, including entertainment. I shouldn't say everything, but in a lot of stuff, okay? I don't want to get too big on it. But we're changing things. Because you know what we've been able to do? We've been able to look at this stuff constructively and go, something's wrong here. This isn't right. I've watched how our information gets funneled into a system. You know, it's kind of like somebody goes, hey, the water's flowing this way. And they go, let's put a block up here and we can make the water flow around this. And they do it. And what happens is we get beaten up with titles, with snippets. That's why they love these little smartphones. I got mine up now. They love it. They pull it up. All you get is a bunch of titles. It's all you can see until you click. That title dictates what your perception is going to be on something, a story or whatever. Most people don't bother to click it. Anyway, they examined all this coverage. 2,202 minutes on the Russian investigation. Nearly 19% of all Trump-related reporting between January 21st of 2017 and February 10th of 2019. That's a lot of time on Russian collusion. They say the situation has been much the same on those networks' flagship morning shows. Neither CBS Morning News and NBC Today have even acknowledged the new information from the Senate investigators. In fact, it's all but disappeared. And then we get McCabe's testimony. And where do we go from here? Well, I'll tell you where we go. Because Victor David Hansen, one of the sharpest guys on the planet, he decided he was going to give you his take on things. And I got to tell you, there are very few things I read that I go, man, this is powerful. His work is powerful. We're going to cover it coming up. Thanks for being here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Victor David Hansen, one of my favorite authors, and I got a chance to meet him at the Horowitz event last year. Amazing guy. Just amazing. His talk was riveting. It wasn't, you know, like funny or anything. It was just riveting in the sense of the historical nature of it. You know, and this guy, he's forgotten more history than I know. I mean, I'm saying, what he's dropped off in brain cells is more than I know in all of the history that I know. It's amazing. And fun to sit in an audience with somebody with that much knowledge. Now, that being said, he enjoyed my speech too. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. Victor David Hansen wrote this piece called Autopsy of a Dead Coup, and he says the illegal effort to destroy the 2016 Trump campaign by Hillary Clinton's use of funds to create, disseminate among court media, and then salt among high Obama administration officials a fabricated opposition smear dossier failed. So has the second special prosecutor phase of the coup to abort the Trump presidency failed. There are many elements to what in time likely will become recognized as the greatest scandal in American political history, marking the first occasion in which U.S. government bureaucrats sought to overturn an election and to remove a sitting president. Wow. Could no truer words have been spoken about this incident. It's amazing. Is he telling us what we don't know? No, but it's fun to watch somebody with his understanding of politics and history tell you exactly what's happening. Google him. You'll see what I'm talking about. Brother's deep. He says, preparing the battlefield. No palace coup can take place without the perception of popular anger at a president. I'm going to stop there for just a second, tell you. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. Why do they need the perception of popular anger? Yeah, he goes on to tell about it, but just understand the word, perception, okay? He goes on, he says, the deep state is by nature cowardly. It does not move unless it feels it can disguise its subterranean efforts, or that, if revealed, those efforts will be seen as popular and necessary. As expressed in tell-all book titles such as Fired FBI Director James Comey's Higher Loyalty, or in disgraced Deputy Director Andrew McCabe's psychodrama The Threat, or he called it psychodramatic. In candidate and President Trump's case, that prepping of the battlefield translated into a coordinated effort among the media, political progressives, and celebrities to so demonize Trump that his imminent removal likely would appear a relief to the people. Anything was justified that led to that end. All through the 2016 campaign and the first 2 years of the Trump presidency, the media's treatment, according to liberal adjudicators of press coverage, ran about 90% negative towards Trump, a landmark bias that continues to this day. Journalists themselves consulted with the Clinton campaign to coordinate attacks. That is a fact, by the way. There is a WikiLeaks determination of that, and nobody's even denied it. From the WikiLeaks trove, journalistic grandees such as John Harwood, Mark Leibovich, Dana Milbank, and Glenn Thrush often communicated, even post-factum were unapologetic about doing so, with John Podesta's staff to construct various anti-Trump themes and have the Clinton campaign review and even audit them in advance. Man, sounds like Jussie Smollett. No, Kevin, don't. Stay away from the light. Been talking a little bit about Jussie Smollett over the last week, haven't we? My staffers are like, no. Okay, I'm going to stay away from Jussie Smollett, but I'm just telling you, this is a Smollett thing. This is, two people attacked me in Chicago. I couldn't even see them. They were covered up. It was 10 degrees. But I know who it was. Some contract journalists apparently were paid directly by Fusion GPS, created by former reporters Glenn Simpson of the Wall Street Journal and Susan Schmidt of the Washington Post, to spread lurid stories from the dossier. Others more refined, like Christian Amanpour and James Rutenberg, had argued for a journalistic ethos that partisan coverage was certainly justified in the age of Trump, given his assumed existential threat to the truth. Or as Gutenberg put it in 2016, if you view a Trump presidency as something that's potentially dangerous, then your reporting is going to reflect that. You would move closer than you've ever been to being oppositional. That's uncomfortable and uncharted territory for every mainstream, non-opinion journalist I've ever known, and by normal standards, untenable. But the question that everyone is grappling with is, do normal standards apply? And if they don't, what should take place? End quote. That's them rationalizing whatever they decided to do to Donald Trump. Isn't that what Jussie Smollett was doing? There he goes again. Isn't that what he was doing? Trump is so bad I can do what I want and people will cover for me. Hillary Clinton believed that. Andrew McCabe went on live television and said, I was part of a coup. It failed. There were others in it. And you know what? The ends justify the means. And I feel so comfortable that I can come on national TV and say it. He doesn't even realize what a trap that he stepped into. Because you know what? Saner heads will prevail over all of this. He says, I suppose Rutenberg never considered that half the country might have considered the Hillary Clinton presidency potentially dangerous, and yet did not expect the evening news and 90% of its coverage to reflect such suspicions. The Democratic National Committee's appendages often help to massage CNN News' coverage, such as Donna Brazile's primary debate tip-off to the Clinton campaign, or CNN's consultation with the DNC about forming talking points for a scheduled Trump interview. So-called bombshell, watershed, turning point, walls closing in, fake news aired in 24-hour news bulletins. The media went from fabrications about Trump's supposed removal of the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office to the mythologies in the Steele dossier, to lies about the Trump Tower meeting, to assurances that Michael Cohen would testify to Trump's suborning perjury, and on and on and on. CNN soon proved that it was no longer a news organization at all, as reporters like Gloria Borger, Chris Cuomo, Eric Lichblau, Manu Raju, Brian Rokas, Jake Tapper, Jeff Zeleny, and teams such as Jim Sciutto, Carl Bernstein, and Marshall Cohen, as well as Thomas Frank and Lex Harris, all trafficked in false rumors and unproven gossip detrimental to Trump. While hosts and guests such as Raisa Aslan, the late Anthony Bourdain, and Anderson Cooper stooped to obscenity and grossness to attack Trump. Wow. This is scathing and so well researched. And here's what you can know about Victor David Hansen's writing. You ain't gonna poke holes in it, buddy. Oh, no, no, no. This guy is as sharp as they come, and he's called it out. He's telling you exactly how the system works when it wants to be against you. And he's telling you how all these other people that never should have been investigated are being investigated because of this system.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr will reportedly announce the completion of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation soon. Now, the president was asked about this earlier today at the White House.
That'll be totally up to the new Attorney General. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department, so that'll be totally up to him.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to get every senator on record regarding the Green New Deal, so a vote will be held once Senate is back in session next week. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was asked about the Green New Deal on MSNBC. His response?
At this point, I can't tell you, to be honest with you. I've read it, and I've reread it, and I asked Ed Markey, what in the heck is this? He says, it is an aspiration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about an article called Autopsy of a Dead Coup, written by Victor David Hansen, who is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institute, where Thomas Sowell is. And I got the pleasure of meeting Victor David Hansen not long ago. I've read his work for some time. He's an amazing historian. Don't try to... I mean, I'm talking about better than Newt Gingrich and on. This man is... He's a walking encyclopedia, seriously. And he's talking about how this coup occurred in D.C. and the fact that they were betting on something very simple, the left were, the deep state swamp rats. They were betting on the idea that Trump was not popular, that people would want him out. Here's what they were betting on. Let me just cut to the chase. They were betting on the idea that Trump wasn't good at what he does. They needed Trump to be a failure. They had plenty of evidence that he wasn't a failure. From the very first thing he did as president-elect when he told Barack Obama and all of everybody else, I'll save Carrier. I'll keep him here. And he did it. Instantly. No, it wasn't even a matter of a long, drawn-out process. Within 2 days, he announced Carrier would stay there. Mike Pence and he, I believe, went to Indianapolis to make the announcement, and there were factory workers. Black, white, Indian, blood, whatever, male, females, heterosexuals, homosexuals, all of them going, thank you for saving our factory, sir. He was like Tommy Boy going on the road, selling those brake pads. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So Victor David Hansen's explaining this concept of how the FBI, all these people conspired, the media, everybody, to get Trump out. And he says both politicos and celebrities tried to drive Trump's numbers down to facilitate some sort of popular ratification for his removal. In case you're wondering why the polls were pushed down and why the polling questions were things that you left you scratching your head going, there's no way this guy's at 39% approval with everything that he's done so far. He says, Hollywood and the coastal corridor punditry exhausted public expressions of assassinating or injuring the president as the likes of Jim Carrey, Johnny Depp, Robert De Niro, Peter Fonda, Kathy Griffin, Madonna, Snoop Dogg, and a host of others vied rhetorically to slice apart, shoot, beat up, cage, behead, and blow up the president. Left-wing social media, mainstream journalism spread sensational lies about supposedly maniacal Trump supporters in MAGA hats, They constructed fantasies that veritable white racists were now liberated to run amok, insulting and beating up people of color as they taunted the poor and victimized minorities with vicious Trump sloganeering, even as the Covington farce and now even a more embarrassing Jussie Smollett charade evaporated without apologies from the media and progressive merchants of such hate. That's what they are. They are merchants of hate, divisive to their rotten cores. Don't split them open. You'd never withstand the smell. He says at the same time, liberal attorneys, foundations, Democratic politicians, and progressive activists variously sued to overturn the election on false charges of rigged voting machines. They sought to subvert the Electoral College. They introduced articles of impeachment. They sued to remove Trump under emoluments clause. They attempted to invoke the 25th Amendment, and they even surrected the ossified Logan Act before focusing on the appointment of a special counsel to discredit the Trump presidency. Waiting for the 2020 election was seen as too quaint. Weaponizing of the deep state. During the 2016 election, the Obama Department of Justice warped the Clinton email scandal investigation from Bill Clinton's secret meeting on the airport tarmac with Attorney General Loretta Lynch to unethical immunity given to the unveracious Clinton aides Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills to James Comey's convoluted predetermined treatment of the, quote, likely winner, Clinton, and to the DOJ's Bruce Orr's flagrant conflict of interest in relation to Fusion GPS. About a dozen FBI and DOJ grandees now have resigned, retired, been fired, or reassigned for unethical, likely illegal behavior, and yet have not faced criminal indictments. That's one of the things that I find incredible, that Robert Mueller has all this information about this. He's looked at the periphery of Trump to the point of painstakingly insane, and nothing has happened on the other side with, as Hansen wrote, resigned, retired, fired, reassigned, unethical and illegal behavior, FBI and other G-men are out on the street. Its administrators variously have libeled the Trump voters, expressed hatred for Trump, talked of insurance policies and ending the Trump candidacy, and inserted informants into the Trump campaign. And Robert Mueller looks for Russian interference. He doesn't look for American interference. Now you could say, well, Kevin, that's not within his purview. Yes, it is. He's expanded it to look at everything, including Trump's pets. Back to Hansen. The former FBI directors of CIA and National Intelligence, with security clearances intact, hit the television airwaves as paid consultants and almost daily accuse the sitting president of Russian collusion and treason without cross-examination or notice that both had previously lied under oath to Congress and did so without subsequent legal exposure, and both were likely knee-deep in the dissemination of the Steele dossier among Obama administration officials. We already know Brennan was undoubtedly involved. John Brennan, he goes on to say this, John Brennan's CIA likely helped to spread the Fusion GPS dossier among elected and administrative officials, some in the NSC, that's the National Security Council, in massive and unprecedented fashion requested the unmasking of several names of Trump's subordinates and then illegally leaked them to the press. The FISA courts, fairly or not, are now mostly discredited, given they were either willingly or naively hoodwinked by the FBI and the DOJ officials who submitted as chief evidence for surveillance a piece that was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign, authored by a discredited has-been British agent, relied on murky purchased Russian resources, and used in circular fashion to seed news accounts of supposed Trump misbehavior. Now, the Mueller investigation, the crown jewel in the coup was the appointment of the special counsel of Mueller. He was to discover supposed 2016 Trump-Russian collusion. Never has any special investigation been so ill-starred from its conception, writes Hansen. Mueller's appointment was a result of his own friend James Comey's bitter stunt of releasing secret, confidential, and even classified memos of presidential conversations. Acting DOJ attorney Rod Rosenstein appointed a former colleague, Mueller, although as a veteran himself of the Clinton email scandal investigations and the FISA fraudulent writ request, Rosenstein was far more conflicted than was the recused Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I mean, isn't that, I'm going to stop there for just a second and tell you, is that not the most amazing thing? Sessions recuses himself on a technicality. Rosenstein's got more tentacles into this thing than you can shake than an octopus. And he doesn't do anything except appoint Robert Mueller, their buddy. Mueller then packs his investigative team with lots of Clinton donors and partisans, some of whom had legally represented Clinton subordinates, even the Clinton Foundation, or voice support for anti-Trump movements. Mueller himself and Andrew Weissman have a long record of investigatory and prosecutorial overreach that had on occasion resulted in government liability, court-mandated federal restitution. In such polarized times, neither should have been involved in this investigation. Two subordinate FBI investigators were caught earlier on conducting an affair over their FBI-issued cell phones, and during the election cycle, they slurred the object of their subsequent investigation, ridiculed Trump voters, bragged that Trump would never be elected. Mueller later staggered and then hid for weeks the reason for their respective firings. The team soon discovered there was no Trump-Russian collusion. 2016, they went ahead to leverage Trump campaign subordinates on process crimes and hope of finding some culpability in Trump's past 50 years of business. The point was not to find who colluded with him. It had, then Hillary Clinton would have been indicted for illegally hiring with campaign funds a foreign national to buy foreign fabrications to discredit her opponent, but to find the proper mechanisms to destroy the presumed guilt of Donald Trump. Now the probes failed. It's in the gamut of proving collusion, as even progressive investigative reporters and some FBIs had predicted, but succeeded brilliantly in two ways. So it's failed, but he's given you some reasons that it succeeded. The counterintelligence investigation subverted 2 years of Trump's presidency by constantly that Trump soon would be indicted, jailed, disgraced, or impeached. And as a result, Trump's stellar economic and foreign policy record would never earn 50% of public support. Second, Mueller's preemptive attacks offered an effective offensive defense for the likely felonious behaviors of Brennan, Clapper, Comey, McCabe, Bruce Orr, Peter Strzok, and a host of others. While the Mueller lawyers threatened to destroy the lives of bit players like Jerome Corsi, George Papadopoulos, and Roger Stone, they de facto provided exemption to a host of Washington hierarchy who lied under oath, obstructed justice, illegally leaked to the press, unmasked and leaked names of the surveilled Americans, and misled the federal courts under the guise of higher loyalty to the cause of destroying Donald
Trump. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was speaking to the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency, and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia, our most formidable adversary on the world stage. And that was something that troubled me greatly.
How long was it after that you decided to start the obstruction of justice and counterintelligence investigations involving the president?
I think the next day I met with the team investigating the Russia cases, and I asked the team to go back and conduct an assessment to determine where are we with these efforts and what steps do we need to take going forward? I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground, and if somebody came in behind me and closed it and tried to walk away from it, they would not be able to do that without creating a record of why they'd made that decision.
You wanted a documentary record.
That's right.
That those investigations had begun because you feared that they would be made to go away.
That's exactly right.
All these FBI guys try to make themselves out to be, this was for the greater good. This is why I did it. I was afraid. What this guy just admitted was he single-handedly, he's saying, I took it upon myself to continue the ruse that had already begun because the deep state was determined to get Donald Trump. And now that part one had failed, which we're covering this under Victor David Hansen's autopsy of a dead coup, part one had failed. We now have to implement part two, which is the special counsel. And now that brings me to Victor David Hansen's part called the palace coup. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. He says, all of the above came to a head with the firing of chronic leaker FBI Director James Comey, who would lie to the president about his not being a target of an FBI investigation, lie to the House investigatory committees by pleading amnesia and ignorance on 245 occasions, and repeatedly lie to his own FBI bureaucrats. In May of 2017, acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe took over from the fired Comey. Now, what he was supposed to do, I'm not reading Hansen, what McCabe was supposed to do was stop the nonsense going on in the FBI and run it straight. That was his goal. That would have been his task. No. He decided, because they fired my boss and we have this coup going on and it involves so many other people, I've got to keep it going. And he goes on 60 Minutes. He still hasn't lost the mindset of how cocky he's being and how he's incriminating himself and the entire bureau. Something that the Democrats, the FBI, it's a venerable organization. No, it's not. It's a crooked organization. It is as crooked as the cops that used to spray hoses on black folks and sick German shepherds on them. And it's doing its high-tech lynching. The only difference now is the victims are conservatives. The victims are the people like Donald Trump. So McCabe takes over from Comey, May of 2017. His candidate wife recently had been a recipient of a huge campaign-related campaign PAC donations shortly before he began investigating the Clinton email scandal. Now, McCabe would soon be cited by the Inspector General for lying to federal investigators on numerous occasions, cynically stooping to even lie to his own New York FBI subordinates to invest scarce resources to hunt for their own non-existent leaks as a mechanism for disguising his own real, quite real and illegal leaking. So he's orchestrating within the FBI to keep the subterfuge off of him and off of the fact that he's not going to convict the Clintons of anything, any wrongdoing. The newly promoted McCabe apparently felt that it was his moment to become famous for taking out a now President Trump. Thus, he assembled an FBI, DOJ cadre to open a counterintelligence investigation of the sitting president on no other grounds but the fumes of an evaporating Clinton opposition dossier and perceived anger among the FBI that their director had just been fired. In addition, apparently now posing as Andrew McCabe, M.D., he informally headcounted how many of Trump's own cabinet members could be convinced by McCabe's own apparent medical expertise to help remove the president on the grounds of physical and mental incapacity under the 25th Amendment. This was an attempted, albeit pathetic, coup against an elected president and the first really in the history of the United States. This is coming from a guy who knows the history of this country better than anybody I've ever met. This isn't partisan. These are the facts. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If this were going on against Barack Obama, I would be telling you the identical thing. That's the difference between us and them. At one point, he writes, Victor David Hansen's article, An Autopsy of a Coup, says McCabe claims that the acting AG, Attorney General of the United States, Rod Rosenstein, volunteered to wear a wire to entrap his boss, President Trump. In a matter of Trump's own attorney, Michael Cohen's entrapment of Trump, in the matter of James Comey's taking entrapment notes on confidential Trump one-on-one meetings and leaking them to the press, in the matter of a Department of Justice surveilling Trump subordinates through FISA and other court authorizations. Let me put it a different way than Victor David Hansen. They have looked at Trump illegally in every way you possibly can. And they have absolutely nothing. That's what I want you to understand. They've wiretapped him and his friends. They've brought his attorney. They've turned him in this twisted, convoluted, nonsensical story. They got Trump's former attorney to go against him, to bring tapes in. They got nothing. James Comey took notes. He's got nothing. And Rod Rosenstein was volunteering to wear a wire. Who knows what he was reporting? They got nothing. This is the cleanest freaking president on the planet. He could be Pope. If I wasn't such a believer, you could nominate him for God. Unbelievable. He goes on to say this. McCabe was iconic of an utterly corrupt FBI Washington hierarchy, which we now know from the behavior of its disgraced and departed leadership. They posed as patriot scouts, but in reality proved themselves arrogant, smug, and incompetent. They harbored such a sense of superiority that they were convinced they could act outside the law in reifying an insurance policy that would end the Trump presidency. The thinking of the conspirators initially had been predicated on three assumptions thematic during the three-year-long government effort to destroy Trump. One, during the 2016, Hillary Clinton would certainly win the election, and the FBI and DOJ unethical and illegal behavior would be forgotten, if not rewarded, given the Clintons' own signature transgressions and proven indifference to the law. Two, Trump was so controversial that and the fabricated dossier was so vile and salacious that seeded rumors of Trump's faked perversity gave them de facto exemptions to do whatever they dang well pleased. Three, Trump's low polls, his controversial reset of American policy, and the general contempt in which he was held by the bipartisan coastal elite, celebrities, the deep state, meant that even illegal means to continue the campaign-era effort to destroy Trump and now abort his presidency were felt to be moral, heroic acts without legal consequences, and the media would see the conspirators as heroes. And as they say in Scooby-Doo, folks, they almost got away with it. If it hadn't been for those meddling kids. In sum, Victor David Hansen writes, the left and the administrative state, in concert with the media, after failing to stop the Trump campaign, regrouped. They ginned up a media-induced public hysteria with the residue of Hillary Clinton's campaign's illegal opposition research and manipulated it to put in place a special counsel stocked with partisans. Then, not thugs in sunglasses and epaulets, not oligarchs in private jets, not shaggy would-be Marxists, but sanctimonious, arrogant bureaucrats in suits and ties used their government agencies to seek to overturn the 2016 election, abort a presidency, subvert the U.S. Constitution, and they did all that and more on the premise that they were our moral superiors and had uniquely divine rights to destroy a president, a presidency that they loathed. Shame on them. Well, I say, you know what? I don't blame them, because that's what leftists do. And you know what we did? We stopped them. But here's the beautiful thing of it all. With everything that they threw at Donald Trump, ergo you, the American people, the conservative people, metaphorically, they couldn't get it done. That's what I take from this. You want to take the strength of who we are? That's what you take from this story.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.